obviously a lot of conversations about Iran, the future, what's going on with the regime in that nation following the killing of Soleimani, then a retaliatory strike by the Iranians against, well, some unoccupied barracks in Iraq of a U.S. air base there. Where do we go from here? Alireza Jeff Arzadeh here, Deputy Director of the Washington Office of the National Council of Resistance of Iran. Alireza, great to have you here on the program.
Thank you so much, Steve. Always a pleasure to be on your show.
Always good to have you here. So let's dig a little bit deeper. The protesters, the retaliations, all of it. Give me your 30,000-foot view of Soleimani being killed, the retaliatory strike, and then of course, the downing of the Ukrainian airliner and the people flooding into the streets calling for an end to the regime. What do you make of the state of things overall in Iran today?
Well, looking at Iran from 30,000 feet above, and looking just the past 2 years, not just today, that or the past week, you see really a nation of 85 million population standing up and revolting a repressive regime ruled by the clerics in Iran. It's a theocracy. It's a dictatorship under the name of God. And we saw back in November that all the 31 provinces of Iran in some 191 cities, large and small, people were demonstrating against the regime, wanting an end to the rule of the clerics. Why? Because they see the Ayatollahs who are ruling the country, they see them as the repressor of the population, but also they see them as plunderers-in-chief of their wealth and their resources. They see that the Revolutionary Guards, which is the military controlled and created by the theocracy, not only a force to suppress the population, but they are the ones who also control the banks, the money, the economy, and they are the ones who are making people poorer and poorer every day. And that's why in November, when the uprising expanded, the regime had killed 1,500 people and arrested 12,000 people.
Do you think? Hold on. Let me jump in there, Alireza, because I want to know the official number is 1,500 people killed. The official number is 12,000 people detained and arrested. But according to some other things on back channel stuff that I've picked up on and so forth, the number of people killed might be significantly higher. Is that possible?
It is possible. Actually, these are the numbers that, you know, is conceded or confessed by the regime's officials. We believe the numbers are higher. And also, you know, what happened, Steve, after that, after those killings, the regime thought, okay, we put down the revolt. And guess what? What happened was that when Qasem Soleimani, who is known to the outside world as the master terrorist, but to the Iranian public, he is known as the master killer of the Iranian people. He wasn't just killing people or Americans in Iraq, Syria, in Lebanon, and Yemen. And he was killing the Iranian people.
Let me ask you
this. And that's why he was the second most hated person in Iran, only next to Khamenei. And that's why people were so happy that he was eliminated.
Let me ask you this, because you've got Iranians living in exile in Paris. You've got Iranians living in exile in different countries in Europe and so forth. You know that, of course. And what could happen to allow you to go home again? What could happen? How is it going to play out that the regime would actually fall after 40 years?
Well, you know, certainly there are a lot of exiles, but also inside Iran, there is an organized opposition. This is the same opposition movement that is organizing these protest acts against the Ayatollahs. They want to unseat the mullahs and overthrow the regime in its entirety. The organized opposition has been fighting the Ayatollahs for over 40 years. It's called the Mujahideen Khalq, or the MEK. They have these resistance units in Iran. They are the ones who lead the protests, the young people, to burn down the pictures of Qasem Soleimani, pictures of Khamenei, encourage the people to stay in the streets. And then, of course, the outside presence of this movement in terms of activities they do, in terms of lining up international support, is actually the combination of the outside work plus the work inside Iran. What can really act as a tipping point is, on the one side, building up more and more pressure on the Iranian regime from the outside, whether it's the
which is exactly
sanctions.
What's happening from the Trump administration. So I want to ask you this, Alireza, Jeff Arzadeh here, the deputy director of the Washington Office of the National Council of Resistance of Iran. And Alireza, I want to ask you this, because after the death of Soleimani, numerous Democrats and left-wing media figures in this country screamed outrage at his death, that somehow we had overstepped our bounds, that we had gone too far, that we had created this international incident and problem. What do you think? Did President Donald Trump, did he do the right thing in agreeing and ordering the drone strike that killed Soleimani?
Well, honestly speaking, Steve, I don't see how in the world Qasem Soleimani had survived like 30-plus years of terrorism and killing, you know, Americans, Iraqis, Syrians, Lebanese, and other people, and still run around freely and operating in such sense. So what he got is actually what he deserved. It was long overdue. Second, what do you do with the terrorists? You eliminate them. It's the same as like Bin Laden and all the other top terrorists that people know. And second, the impact this has had inside Iran. This has really, really weakened the regime, because he was the de facto number two person in the regime who was keeping the regime in power. So that further encourages the population that they can come out and now and protest more vigorously. It shows the weakness of the regime. People realize that this regime ruling Iran is not 10 feet tall, that the people have the power to bring down this regime.
Well, the problem is that the people are completely defenseless against them. Yeah, the people are completely defenseless, though, Alireza. When the regime turns his guns, like we talked about, the official number is 1,500 killed during the protests a few weeks ago. The true number probably much higher. Many of those folks dying at the command of Soleimani. How long does it take us to get there, do you think? I know you're an optimist. Obviously, you're somebody who is pushing for freedom in Iran. I'll give you the last word, 20 seconds. How long does it take?
Well, our leader has said that let's mark year 2020 as the year of the downfall of the Ayatollahs in Iran. That's what this movement is gearing for. And, of course, it takes a lot of sacrifice, a lot of effort, but it is going to happen.
Alireza, Jeff Arzadeh, greatly appreciate you being here. He is the deputy director of the Washington office of the National Council of Resistance of Iran. Alireza, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much. Always a pleasure, Steve.
We'll talk soon. It's 41 after on a Friday. You're on the Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, "Man, have you lost weight?" I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
The holidays are over, but the Roxor sale keeps rolling. Get $1,000 off 2019 models. No payments for 90 days. 2019 base models start at $15,999, but you can also combine that with special Roxor financing for additional savings. So whether you want to hit the trails or put it to work, it's even easier to get into the side-by-side unlike any other. Hurry into your Roxor dealer today. Restrictions apply. See your local dealer or visit RoxorOffroad.com/offers for complete details.
Hydration isn't a sometimes thing, it's an all-the-time thing. Good hydration is proven to improve performance and prevent cramping. Good hydration starts when you get up in the morning and lasts all day. Develop a plan for good hydration all day long and up your game. Visit the MHSAA website and click on Education for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.